This is the Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Yeah, mate, I just see if there's 40 types and just ask the girl if she likes tennis and if she'd like to have a game. If she says yes, say, well, you can hold me balls and I'll do the serving.
It's time to get really flirty today.
Yes, welcome to Flirty Fridays, Australia. 131060 is the number. We'd love for you to call us with pickup lines. They got a few options. You got just your cute pickup lines, bit of fun, you know, maybe an icebreaker at a bar when you're meeting someone. You got ones that are maybe a little bit more risque, a bit more dirty, a bit more flirty. Maybe you know this person for a while.
Yeah, a bit more forward.
A bit more forward. You know, you've been dating for a while now. It's like now I want to dip my toe in side of you.
What?
And then finally,
cut your toenails.
You have things that you should never say to anyone ever.
Because here's the thing. With Flirty Fridays, it's not just, you know, pickup lines that you should use. It's one that you absolutely should not use and steer clear of.
And Nathan, you know, as the married man of the Jimmy and Show, sorry, Audio Bones is as well, but as the second married man of the show.
Yeah, of course.
And the man that's in front of me with the microphone and his name's on it.
Well, I mean, Audio Bones could buzz in, but he's all the way over at his Bells and Whistles factory.
I mean, Bones, you can buzz in if you have some advice here, but I think it's important not just for the pickup lines, as you said, to use. It's what not to use. That'll get you your wife.
It won't necessarily get you your wife. But
that's all you need to know. What not
you know
to
what?
Say.
If you listen to this show, you will guarantee yourself a wife. Isn't that right, Audio Bones? Would you back that in? What do you reckon?
I'm backing it in. I wouldn't have got Michelle about you guys because I didn't know you guys before then.
He said to Michelle, his now wife, mother of his child, one day I'll work on the Jimmy and Nath Show. And she said, well, bloody put a ring on me. That's how it went down, Audio Bones. Yes, that's how it went down.
Yep, that's exactly how it went down when I proposed to her.
Yep. Then and there.
Then and there.
Then and there.
Ready. Nath, I've got a few here if I could just get the wheels in motion.
Yes. The wheels of love.
The wheels of love. This is for you, Australia, remember. Hey, you the stairs?
Yeah.
Because you take my breath away.
Well, that sounds like emphysema.
Because of the cigarettes.
You need to stop smoking and maybe do some cardiovascular activity.
Well, I got some cardiovascular activity.
Oh, see, that's good.
Walking up and down the stairs.
Yeah, that's our first date.
Hey.
Hey.
Are you iron?
Am I iron?
Yeah, because I don't get enough of you.
Oh, you're iron deficient?
I'm iron deficient.
Well, you should probably see your GP.
I'm just getting to know you.
This is like two health issues. You've got emphysema and iron deficiency.
Hey, are you a GP?
Yeah.
Because I need one.
Do you bog, Bill?
And finally, hey.
Hey.
Are you a scientist?
Am I a scientist?
Because I want to do you on the table periodically.
These aren't your best.
They're not mine. They're the team. Yeah, I don't do any work here.
And look out at those bloody cigos out there.
Well, they don't care. Jared's already got love of his life.
Yeah, he's already found Jeremy. Bones is married and the other two are lost causes. There you go.
Now, look, Australia, if you do love when Nath tells one, because Nath's been out of the game
for so long. Do people like this?
People like this. We get comments.
Okay.
So I have another one.
We get comments. That doesn't necessarily mean people like it.
I said we get comments.
Just we
people
get...
message us.
Yeah. You're saying
plenty
stop.
Of comments.
Yeah.
So also, 131060, call up if you have a pickup line.
Yeah, we got plenty of prizes to give away. We'll pay for a date. How about we pay for your dinner, $50 at Grilled, and we all can also send you the movies. Double passes to the movies. If you got a pickup line, be it good, bad, ugly, 131060, jump on the phones.
Nath, before we get to the phones,
sure.
Each week now, I get you to deliver a, you know, pick up one.
Because
you're out of the game for so long. People just love seeing you do it.
Mate,
the look on your face.
God, I'm rusty.
You are rusty.
I'm rusty.
So, bit different this week. Producer Jared gave you some feedback. Because you're reading ahead.
No, it's fair enough.
And shout out to Producer Jared. He's printed it. So, the pickup line's here and then the punchline's on the back.
Oh, he wants me to flip.
Because you won't read it in advance and you get the giggles.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, okay.
You've been getting the giggles.
Okay, no giggles. All right.
No giggles.
All right. So, I read the front.
Yep.
Okay, turnover for punchline, Nath. Okay, fair enough. Okay. Are you ready?
Yep.
Again, I have not seen this. This is me reading
Nath's
it live.
Getting it for the first time.
Oh, I get nervous. Because I've been out of the game for so long. All right. You ready?
Yep.
I'm really jealous of your heart because it's pounding your insides and I'm not.
Oh, yeah!
Does that work? That's not working. Bruce's nod doesn't work. Carmen, would that have worked on you? What do you...
No. It wouldn't have worked on me, lad.
It would.
Who was laughing in the background? Who was,
Carmen, do you have a woman's laugh?
No. That was the missus in the background.
Oh, okay. what's her name, Carmen?
Megan.
Can you just Megan? Would that have worked on you, Megan?
Would that have worked on you, Megan?
Sounds like Megan's made up, Carmen. Are you sure?
Carmen has a girl's laugh.
Carmen's just, over at the radio.
Carmen just realised he had a girl's laugh and gone, oh, no, it was Megan. It was Megan. All right, Carmen, what's your pick-up line? Go ahead.
She's standing over in the corner.
That's fine.
Can I buy you a drink?
Okay. Tell Megan to shut up. Sorry, go ahead, Carmen. Can I buy you a drink?
Can I buy you a drink? I'd like to see how good you are at swallowing.
Oh, Jesus.
I wonder if Megan's run away.
Good heavens.
Good heavens.
Joseph, hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, mate. Good, just quickly, would my pickup line have worked on you, Joseph?
I don't know. It depends how good looking you are, I guess.
It's true.
Very.
And modest.
Yeah, okay.
Not a perfect catch. Joseph, what do you got?
Do you like chocolate?
Hmm.
Because I've got half a bar.
That's good. I like that. That's good.
I've got a full bar.
What? Well, I've got a Snickers and you're not you when you're hungry. Oh, John. Sorry, John. Sorry. Do we interrupt? Hey, Johnny.
Hey, how you going, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. You got a pickup line?
Yeah, I do. Are you spaghetti?
Am I spaghetti?
Because I want you to meet my balls.
It's past a pickup line. I want you to meet my balls. Good, John. Bon appetit. John. Oh. Hello, Amy.
Oh, hi, how are you guys?
Good, Amy. You sound like you're mature and responsible, yes?
I would hope so, but yeah. I don't know about the pickup line, though.
Okay, well, what do you got, Amy?
Have you been stung by a blue bottle?
No.
Because I could see myself peeing on you.
I was wrong. I don't know.
This is the Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.